Dear Lord, what a sad little life, Jay.
Now, on FUBAR Radio, it's Pulse of the Nation.
Well, I'm being shady-ish,
I'm going to find me, Darren!
Boring!
You have to catch me first, I'm like a whippet.
Nah, it's not fun, I've got school.
Bus wankers!
And that was the fucking news.
Here's your host, Andrew White.
Hello! And welcome back to Pulse of the Nation, another tantalising week for you. We've got the brilliant Joey will be in the studio. My dear friend will be my co-host this week. We have a very special guest who you may remember from the peak of X Factor. The one, the only, Lord Wagner. What an icon. He'll be down the line. Yes, we have the one and only. We'll also have a brand new feature that we're testing out. Joey will be my guinea pig for a bit of a game we're playing with some scam phone call artists. And then the one, the only, the legendary Helen Bauer from many a British comedy project, including the hit podcast Trusty Hogs, which I cannot speak highly enough of. And that's not just because I'm a producer. Helen will be joining us in the studio as well. So, yeah, we've got lots for you. Lots of new stuff. Lots of exciting guests. And as ever, we start with the news. The news, well, we first, right, front page of the Metro this morning, Britain's new deal with the EU. That's sort of the main thing that's coming out at the moment. Criticised, of course, by Brexiteers who think we've gone back to a sort of membership of the EU on a smaller scale, which we basically have. We took away all the good benefits of the EU and we're just sort of clawing some of them back. But Boris Johnson, let me get the exact quote, I only read this about 30 minutes ago. Boris Johnson said, two-tier Keir is the orange, ball-chewing, manacled gimp of Brussels, which goes to show that speaking English doesn't always mean that you are understandable. That's sort of the main news. I've not picked over the deal yet. Not that you want to hear my expert analysis. That's the main headline at the moment. We of course had Eurovision as well over the weekend and the FA Cup final. A split of very different crowds there. Although Eurovision was slightly less gay this year, obviously a lot of people were boycotting because of Israel's inclusion. They very nearly won. They came to the top two, Israel. But in the end, Austria won it. And thank God, an Austrian has never committed an international act of genocide. Now, a lot of people say, why is Israel even included in Eurovision? Because it's not Europe. But I do have to be a pedant here. Eurovision is not actually within the confines of Europe. Eurovision was set up by the EBU, the European Broadcasting Union, post-war, after the Nazis broke down the International Broadcasting Union. They brought in the European Broadcasting Union, and Eurovision was a test of sort of simultaneous transnational broadcast, see if it could be done possibly live. So it was actually just an experiment in TV broadcasting, and it just involved these nations involved in the EBU. EBU, of course, not to be confused with the English Bridge Union, which is the union for the promotion of the card game Bridge. That's why Israel's in there. There's actually a very important historical prevalence to the game. Why is Australia in there? Fuck knows. That's mad, actually. There's no reason for Australia to be in Eurovision. What other news have we got? We got the opening of the world's first Reform UK pub. A former Conservative club has rebranded as a Reform club and is set up in Blackpool. I don't know if you've ever been to Blackpool. It makes perfect sense for the Reform pub to be in Blackpool. Here's a fact about Blackpool. As you're heading into Blackpool on the motorway, there is a single speed camera. Right, there's one speed camera heading into Blackpool. As you leave Blackpool, and honestly, don't waste your time going, but have a look on Google Maps. You can test this. There is 8 separate cameras on that same stretch of road going out of Blackpool, which means no one's in a rush to get to Blackpool, but they are punishably desperate to leave. That's all you need to know about the city, and that's why it's now opened a Reform UK pub. A pub that is so backwards, a pint costs just 3 shillings. we also have some controversy over in the Daily Mail. Oh, surprise, controversy in the Daily Mail and the Telegraph and GB News. They're all having a go at the new BBC dating show, I Kissed a Boy, which is a gay dating show. They said there's been backlash for the inclusion of a trans male contestant. The truth is there's been no backlash. No one on the contest cares. No one who's going to watch that show cares. This has been completely fabricated by the Daily Mail. But I'd love to find the exact headline from the Daily Mail. They said, here it is. I've got it on my screen here. Shock as BBC includes contestant on gay dating show who spent 16 years as a girl. I don't really want to harp on people's past and what they used to be, but I have some shock news for you, Daily Mail. most of those contestants spent 18 years as children. Yes, this is practically a paedophile show by that same logic. We're broadcasting live paedophile dating onto the BBC. So yes, there you go. Show your support to I Kissed a Boy. Apparently it is quite good, although I've heard the I Kissed a Girl lesbian version is much better. I've not particularly seen it myself, but maybe my guest has. I'm going to bring him in now, the brilliant co-host, Joey Wilby. Hello.
The lesbian version, just the way of wording it made me howl so much.
the lesbian version.
The
yeah.
lesbian version is a better watch. It's so much better.
Well, it's because it's more dramatic. I Kissed a Boy is, you know, it's kissing and sex and whatever. I Kissed a Girl is like, they've got mortgage deeds, you know, they're really like getting straight into
it. I've not watched either of them. It doesn't appeal to me.
I don't.
There's the new one, Virgin Island.
Oh, it's, that's caused a lot of controversy.
That keeps coming up on everything that I read.
Yeah.
But
everything that you read, you're there with everything. Your Tolstoy, like, oh, fucking hell, even he's on it.
Everything I've read has been Virgin Island, because it's not a group of virgins on an island, is it? It is virgins and experts.
Yeah, so this has genuinely had a lot of backlash. Not the Daily Mail and that are shouting about it at the same volume, but basically it's a group of virgins, men and women, who have never had sex. That's what virgin means. And they sort of guided through their first sexual experiences by paid experts, sex workers.
It feels odd, but it feels something like only Channel 4 could do.
Oh yeah, oh, of course. If you didn't know, it was Channel 4.
Under the Hammer, Virgin Island, Pointless. The new BBC schedule. It also feels quite an intense start for me as predominantly a family entertainer to start with, Virgin Island.
Yes, you've gone straight in with your opinion on sex workers. Yes. And you're happy to just have that out in the world.
Well, it's out there now, isn't it? We are live, so here we are.
Yes, it is. Yeah, we went live a couple of weeks ago, and now nothing can be retracted. So there you go.
Channel 4, I love Virgin Island so
Do you want
much.
To be on it?
No, as more.
Yeah, your media event is meant to be, I'm not a virgin. You're like, no, it's not for me. I'll lose my virginity elsewhere, thank you.
In all honesty, I think you meant as an expert, but
wow, you think a lot of yourself. You've just reminded me. I was talking to our dear friend Max Fulham today, previously of this parish. He hates some backronyms where, like, people say, like, "Oh, did you know fuck is an anagram of, you know, whatever," and it's not.
Of what?
I can't remember what the fuck acronym is meant to be. Let me find it for you.
Oh, but people invent an anagram. I was like,
I think I said anagram, but I meant. And as we've established, nothing can be retracted here.
It
so
can't.
That is ironically fucked up there. But yeah, people say that fuck stands for. Oh no, these aren't true. But people think that it's it was invented as it like separate words. It was like fornicating
under linen.
Okay, thank you. For unlawful... You can't hear that. That's my producer in my ears. For unlawful carnal knowledge. So a lot of people think that for unlawful carnal knowledge got abbreviated to fuck, and that's where we got fuck from.
Right.
But that's not true. It's actually Germanic in origin, and it's like 600 years old. But he hates when people make this acronym thing.
Yep.
And he's a ventriloquist, a vent. And I said to him, apparently, he reminded me this morning, that vent stands for virgins entertaining nobody but toddlers.
Max on Virgin Island.
Max is far from a virgin.
That's going to be his next billing at Fringe from Virgin Island, Max Fulham. And he will murder me for saying this.
Yeah, hey, we should really back out of this. I don't know if he listens, but he wouldn't want his dirty laundry either way.
We're going to speed out this conversation like we're leaving Blackpool.
Yes,
all the cameras, all eight.
Fresh.
Yeah,
there's really no good way out of that, because either we imply he's a massive virgin or that he's a massive slag. We can't find this middle ground of just like, he's completely sexually healthy.
And it feels too worse to then get into the puppets, the anatomy.
Yeah, it's,
it's just so...
What's the sexiest puppet?
The sexiest puppet that Max has, or just
any
general,
puppet, any puppet that you've experienced in your life,
that I've experienced. Yeah. You know, I'm a big fan of. I have done Gordon a few times. Max's monkey. I have had that.
You've done him.
Yeah, I've done it. Had it.
Puppeted it.
Yes, I've held it with my fingers upon my arm, and he's quite fun because his arms are bouncy because they're attached. But I don't think I've ever met any other puppets. I did meet a guy who had the original Zippy.
Oh, because
his dad
Rainbow
worked on it.
Amazing. That's quite cool. Yeah. Zippies are cool. That's an iconic.
He said he was going to bring it into work, but he never did.
It sounds like he was trying to lure you in.
Yeah.
I've got Zippy. I can't bring it into work, obviously, for legal reasons, but you can come home.
What a weird, like, call. You know, like, it's usually, like, sweets and candy. Yeah, yeah. You've got to meet Zippy. Thank you.
You want to see Zippy's decapitated head? Oh, thank you. Yes, I was a child in the 80s and I'm now 40. I'd love this. Great. Getting back to things, you're a family children's entertainer. Yes. Very accessible stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is not your first foray into radio. You've been live many times before.
Yeah. So I built a radio station for Next, as in, like, the clothing store.
The clothing brand Next, yeah.
And they wanted it, but the weirdest thing is that it's not even external. It's across all of their warehouses. So the poor people working at Next have to listen to my northern tones just chatting away to them. They all thoroughly enjoy it, I must just declare that.
Of course.
All of them.
Yeah.
In fact, we did a spreadsheet. Everyone said 10 out of 10. But yeah, so I built that for them.
And were you the only presenter? Was it just your voice?
Yes, it was just me to start off with. And I did 5 hours per day. I did a show from like 9 till 12, and then from how many hours? Oh, and then 3 till 5. And then they repeated that like day and night and day and night, and I did that every day.
You present live every day?
Yeah.
You know what? I admire that, because I used to work at Shakeaway. I was a Shakeette. That was my official title.
What is Shakeaway?
You don't know Shakeaway?
Is it like a
drink
shop?
The way you pronounce
like Dunkin' Donuts?
Shakeaway. It's, yeah, but for milkshakes, basically. So have you never been into a Shakeaway?
Is it a southern thing?
It might be. It started in Bournemouth, but I feel like they're
national.
That is
quite south.
Yeah, that in Bournemouth is very, very south.
You said that like that was a reasoning tone. It started in Bournemouth, so, you know.
It's probably pretty big by now. Yeah. There must be a, let's see, Shakeaway. Map. Let's find a map of all the Shakeaways in the UK.
Have we had a Shakeaway behind the window?
Have you experienced a Shakeaway? Thank you. Yeah, producer Kieran. Never been to Shakeaway. But are you aware of Shakeaway? Never heard of Shakeaway.
See,
this
it's
is
not
mad.
Even like
Hang
Bournemouth.
On. Look, shops. UK. They've got
shut up.
They've got international stops. It's not helping.
The Isle of Wight. Just because it's gone over that patch of water doesn't make it international.
No, they don't have it on the Isle of Wight. Of course not. They've barely got electricity on the Isle of Wight. They've not got milkshakes on the Isle of Wight. You give a milkshake to a man from the Isle of Wight, he'd die of excitement. Look, there's one in Nottingham. There's one in Edinburgh. I'm not seeing a lot. There's not a lot of northern Shakeaways. I will give you this.
Edinburgh is north.
Yeah.
That's too far north.
Yeah, it's not your brand of north.
No.
Okay, maybe you've never had a Shakeaway. Shakeaway, you're near Bradford, aren't you?
I will get one at the Fringe this year.
Yes, yeah, please. Basically, it's a milkshake. There's a Shakeaway in Leeds!
Oh.
There's a Shakeaway in Leeds, come on.
I'm from Bradford, so I would never venture into
and
Leeds.
And I quote you in that, and this really changes depending on what benefits you. I'll quote you from out there. Yeah, but it's nicer to say Leeds, isn't it?
Yeah. It is. People say, where are you from? You go, I'm from Leeds.
Leeds, yeah. No one wants to be from Bradford. Let me see. There might even be a Bradford Shakeaway. If this comes up, you're disowned. No. You've got shake houses.
I'm still owned. Thank you. I feel good.
We're going to head to the break, but I'll quickly explain Shakeaway. It is a milkshake shop. You go in, there's loads of sweets and chocolate bars behind you, and you can put any combination of chocolate bars, cakes, fruit into the milkshake. You can make your own. There's 166 different flavours you can choose from.
Oh, wow.
Yes. But we used to have Shakeaway Radio.
Oh.
And it was the same. They just repeat it. I think they had 24 hours of scheduling and it would repeat every day. And I wanted to kill myself. It was horrible. Mm. And there was always this guy, and he'd go, we've got an email in from Hannah. Hannah says, are all your milkshakes made with fresh fruit?
Oh.
Hannah, how very dare you? Of course they are. And yeah, it was horrible.
So, I didn't like it when they gave me like corporate things to say. And actually, we got rid of that. I was, because people were like, no, I work here. And it was like, do you want to overtime? They were like, no. Thank you. And if I did, I'd speak to Maureen over there.
Wow, a voice of the people on the warehouse airwaves.
Thank you.
It sounds like you had a lot of power at Radio Next. You've got some power here now. I'm going to send us into the break. Joey will be with your radio expertise, please.
Oh,
send
us. We have no... There's no music here, is there?
No.
But adverts are fun, so welcome to the adverts.
Pulse of the Nation with Andrew White on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back. I was going to go right and I was going to say welcome, then it came out as real. Remix, hello, welcome back to Pulse of the Nation, professional radio DJ presenting there for you. Expertly sent us into the break there, Joey.
Stop it, you tease.
I have a quick question about your days on Radio Next.
Yes.
They obviously made cardboard cutouts. Oh, so obviously. For those of you who don't know, which is nobody that's never worked in the Next warehouse, they made cardboard cutouts of you.
They did. They're at my grandma's house.
I was going to ask you, did you get these cardboard cutouts?
I kept them and I took them to my grandma's because my mum wouldn't have them in the house. She was like, oh, I think they actually did stay in our house for a bit. Where are they?
aware of these. You need to keep an eye on that. You shouldn't let those fall into the wrong hands.
That just dawned on me. I was like, they were in the kitchen and now they're
gone. Not there. Oh, that's good. Burned them in a bonfire.
Yeah, how awful. What a sadistic thing to do. Those are they're slightly bigger than life size.
Yeah.
They enlarged me slightly. Mm. But my hair looked wonderful on them.
It was a great photo.
Although
on
one of them, someone did abuse me.
What did they do?
They drew, to be fair, it was only a pair of glasses. Which I was wearing glasses.
Oh, so they were just making your picture more accurate.
They were a bit too round for my face, so...
Well, then maybe that's not a good artist.
No, it was a weak. It was a weak drawing. And the pen ran out, part of it. It's just, it's not on.
Well, they're working in the next warehouse. They're hardly the next Picasso. I mean, not to disparage, but there you go. Look, we are waiting for Wagner to join the Zoom call. He is just having some technical difficulties. I mean, I think the man is 75, to be fair to him.
No way.
He's joining now.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Is this happening?
It's happening. You remember?
Oh my gosh.
Never mind, remember. We'll talk to him now. Here he is, down the line. Oh, he's on mute at the moment. I don't know if you can hear us, my friend. But you're muted. You just need to unmute yourself.
Can you hear me now?
Yes!
Yes!
Oh, excellent.
Hello. Oh, this Hello. Is the legend, the wonderful, the brilliant Wagner Führer, Carvio.
In your eyes. Thank you for in your eyes.
I told Joey that you were going to be our guest but moments before we went live, and he was absolutely giddy. Hi, my name's Andrew. I'm your host for today, and this is my dear co-host, Joey.
Hi.
And I am delighted that you offered me one opportunity to entertain and talk.
Anytime.
It
you
is
are,
always a pleasure.
You stick you. In my mind as one of the most memorable... I'm not a massive reality TV show person, but I can always remember you and your performances. You are a true entertainer.
A pure icon.
Oh, thank you very much. And to be honest with you, I don't watch TV either. The only year I watched The X Factor was the one with Leona Lewis. And then after that, I thought, I'm going to give it a go.
Nice. Do you actually... We were wondering this.
Because some people, they get scouted onto it, but did you actually apply?
Yes, I my number in the queue was 6,400 and something.
Lucky number.
One of the pictures on Google shows my number was, I stuck to my thigh instead of putting it on the shirt. And behind me, the queue would disappear in the horizon. That was a unique era that has ended. Because in those days, the people had only five channels to watch. Facebook was only starting. Mm. People would still ask, do you have Facebook? And people say, no. So everybody, the whole nation was gathering about the TV. Grandchildren, granddad, mom and dad, friends, people would watch TV, they would watch EastEnders, they would watch The X Factor.
Yeah.
So that would never happen again because of the social media invasion, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, X, so Snapchat, so many things now. So instead of gathering, the family gathering around the TV to watch the available entertainment, now everybody's on their phones scrolling and nobody pays attention to TV anymore. And that's one of the reasons why The X Factor finished.
Yeah.
The other reason was people stopped buying records and they couldn't have any prize to offer to the winner anymore. So joining the impossibility of offering a substantial prize to a winner, and the drop in viewings, it's finished.
But it will never happen again. After you'd been on...
Today, brother, let me just finish. Sorry, I'm talking too much, I know. But nowadays, people might have millions of viewings on YouTube or on TikTok, but they walk on the streets and nobody recognizes them.
Yeah,
so what I achieved, it can no longer be achieved.
Yeah, well, that's such an interesting question. First of all, I want to say you're not talking too much at all. I could listen to you just list social media sites forever. There's a musicality to your voice that I adore. But also,
thank you.
That thing about being recognised on the street, you obviously changed a lot. You've got a glorious, massive grey beard now. Do people still recognise you? Do they still point you out and go, "That's Wagner from X Factor"?
Well. Yes, but that gives me a break because it takes them a while to spot me.
Yeah.
If I have only the moustache, people put the horn in their cars and everybody says, Wagner, Wagner, wherever I go, which is lovely. But at the same time, as I aged and I don't like my neck, although I work out.
Oh, yeah, that was
showing my age. I thought, right, this is the best makeup I can have. So when people then say, look at me and say, are you Wagner? And then I say, joking, I'm Wagner's dad.
Oh, I love that. Also, I just want to reiterate for the, obviously this is a radio show, so they might not be able to see, but you absolutely flexed absolutely pulsing,
like
muscly arms. Yeah, it was impressive. I would never want to cross you, Wagner. You seem too kind to be aggressive, but if you got upset with somebody, you could proper whack them.
A whack by Wagner.
Well, I used to be a PE teacher and a karate instructor because I trained karate all my life. So, and I also love weight training. So, yeah, I can look after myself, but I don't want to hurt anybody.
No.
Not, you know something. First of all, when you hurt someone physically, you are committing a crime. You can be arrested for that. And two, I would be making the guy famous. He would sue me, and then I would make him famous as the guy who was punched by Wagner. So,
yeah. No, yeah. Don't want to give like him a story.
Like the Godfather would say, it is best to send someone to do the job.
Do
you still sing at all?
Yes, I on Saturday... I had a gig in London, and Sunday, last weekend I was in Brighton, and on Sunday I had a rehearsal with Wagner Rocks, the Wagner Rock Band, and we did something amazing.
Mm.
One of the songs that I wanted to sing is Could You Be Loved, Bob Marley's Could You Be Loved. But when we started, just voice, guitar, bass, and drums, I didn't like it.
Yeah,
I thought, hang on, stop. We can't match Bob Marley. Bob Marley and the Wailers had lots of backing vocals, lots of instruments, and we are just three instruments, drum, bass, and guitar. So we need to make a version of Could You Be Loved, which will sound like blues or rock or a fusion of blues and rock, and we did something amazing. I loved it.
Yeah.
It became very heartfelt and very strong. I loved it.
Oh, yeah. Amazing. That's
so my plans now are to promote the Wagner Rock Band, and we are going to have the best rock concert on earth.
Oh.
Not even Mick Jagger will be able to match me, because Mick Jagger can only sing the Rolling Stones song. My hero. But I can sing whatever I want. I can sing Ozzy Osbourne, Paranoid. Finished with my woman, because she couldn't help me with my mind.
Oh, that, how could you not go to that? That is, I think, the best advert for any live show I've ever heard. The Wagner Rock Band. Where are you next? How can we get tickets?
Glastonbury, next year.
Headlining. Please, yeah.
Well, we are rehearsing, and we are hoping to be ready for October.
Okay.
We're going to have 2 hours of shows. It's going to be a two-hour show. Lots of songs, great songs.
Well, there you go. Go follow.
Jumping Jack Flash, the Rolling Stones.
You're giving away two, but we're getting
such a treat. I feel like I'm
going to have
to pay for a ticket now.
Yeah, this feels like a private concert. We're very grateful. Go follow.
I'd love if you could give us room to talk about the band in the future when we're ready.
Yeah, please come back anytime when you've got the band together and you've got some tour dates.
Thank you.
Come back on and we'll give that a big plug. In the meantime, go follow Wagner. Wagner the singer, said Wagner but spelt with a W, just for your searching reference. I have two questions for you. Well, actually, I've got loads of questions, but these are the first two that come to mind. You are a bundle of energy and Brazilian excitement. Are you still living near Dudley?
Yes. However, I went to Brazil for 22 months.
Yeah.
I came back in December. I went there to open a Vinci Hair Clinic franchise.
Oh, here's a question. So you've opened... I did read about this.
A hair transplant clinic. But I couldn't stand living there. And my original plan that it was to have the clinic there and run it from here.
Yeah.
It wouldn't work. I would have to be there. Mm-hmm. So I sold it back to the Vinci Hair Clinic in friendship with the owner, Salvar Bjornsson, a good friend of mine. And I'm back.
Great. Well, welcome back. We're glad to have you here. It's a shame you don't have the clinic. I was going to ask because I'm wearing a cap because I'm disappearing there. I don't know if you can see on that camera angle. I was going to ask for a friend's discount, but if you sold it back, I won't bother you.
Were you doing the hair?
No. It's seriously. Go to the Vinci Hair Clinic in London and ask for Salvar Bjornsson.
Yeah.
He's Icelandic.
I'm writing it down.
Or just send him a message on Instagram saying who you are, and say that you interviewed me, and I recommended the clinic, and
you'd pay for the full thing.
He might get you a good deal actually in exchange of advertising for the clinic.
Yeah, that's a good option, actually. We could have them on the radio show.
Adverts are always welcome.
Yes, yeah, indeed. That's first of all, I would love to do that just because I want to use the sentence Wagner sent me. That would be really cool. My second question that I had in mind was, you made it all the way to the quarterfinals of X Factor in 2010. What did you have in store? I know you mentioned a little bit about Bob Marley there, but what song, if you got to the grand final and it was your chance to shine on the stage, what would have been your pièce de résistance to finish things off?
Well, the song that they actually liked more was Creep. Mm. They loved when I sang Creep. I think perhaps was my best performance on the show. So I think I would like to sing Creep. But my favorite songs are, oh my God. I think my favorite song is Bob Dylan's All Along the Watchtower, performed by Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
I think perhaps that's my favorite song.
I can see
it's
you
magical.
Singing it.
It takes you to another dimension, and it's Bob Dylan's poetry. It's just mesmerizing.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, Wagner, thank you so much for joining us. Do you have any final questions, Joey?
I just want to say I love you. You're an icon.
Oh, thank you very much, brothers. Honestly, I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it.
A pleasure. Yeah, please do.
I'm the same guy, you know. I'm the same guy. I'm just more known.
Yeah.
But some people do get stuck up, or they think they're special. I just think I'm lucky. I'm lucky that... You know what happened? When the X Factor, they had an agenda. Everything was planned beforehand, yeah. Of course. Mm-hmm. The show must go on, and so it must be... planned in advance.
Yeah.
Nothing can happen by chance because it could be ruined. So I think that when they made me, when I was 54, when they, Brazilian, and my accent was even worse than it is now, so 15 years ago. So when they gave me Shebangs to sing, because you couldn't choose a song. You have to sing what they want you to sing. I think when they wanted me to sing Shebang, I think they wanted to ridicule me, to make me look stupid, like a proper joke. But people loved it, and they didn't know what to do with me then.
it was brilliant.
He was a proper middle finger up to that sort of mocking system.
So yes. Awkward. I felt so awkward singing that stupid song. But now I feel comfortable with it because everybody loves it and I can't help it. Wherever I go, I gotta sing Shebangs.
Yeah.
Wherever he goes, in the shops, just anywhere.
Yeah. Oh, I love that, Wagner. Yeah. And what a positive story. You are an icon. The Britain fell in love with you. We've fallen in love with you. Please come back in October when you've got your band together. And we'll see you soon. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'll come back anytime you call me. Thank you.
Cheers,
have
Magnus.
A lovely afternoon.
You
and
too.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Thanks, Magnus. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's been a pleasure. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Oh, my goodness. What a lovely man. I love him so much.
What a joyous man.
That was... I just want to... I have to play. I just need a bit of... Oh, what a legend. That was... I was not expecting that much joy from that conversation.
No, neither was I.
Yeah.
He was just so much. He was so fun.
We're going to... I was going to do a segment with you where we call out to a scam caller. Oh. What I might do instead, because we've had so much time and such a blast with Wagner, is I'll send us into a break. But before we go to the break, I said that we'd talk about something with you.
Oh.
And we never got... So we got distracted by... sexual dating shows.
We did.
But there's another TV show on your mind, Joey Willoughby.
There is, and it comes within the realms of family entertainment, really. it's been really big, and they've done so much marketing around it.
Mm. But we covered it on this show.
I mean, I guess we might be one of the first radio stations to fully delve into it as a topic.
Yeah, here we go. LBC, Talk Radio, yeah. Times Radio, eat your heart out.
Get
here we are,
this.
FUBAR, Pulse the Nation, here's your exclusive...
Mummy Pig and Daddy Pig have had their baby pig.
Yes, baby girl.
They've
teased.
Called it Evie Pig.
Evie Pig.
Evie Pig.
Is do you think that's a propaganda for EV cars? Do you think that's a part of the net zero?
Yes.
Woke agenda.
Yes, it's how they're getting their carbon neutral. Their green fingers going on. I've come up with some alternative names.
Oh, please.
I'll quickly go through them. Hamlet, I think it could have been Hamlet. Called, because they're quite theatre goers.
There's not really any pig puns in Peppa Pig, actually.
Well, for the vegan viewers, I think they should have called it Tofu.
Tofu, that's nice.
Mummy Pig is a big fan of a music artist we lost recently, mm-hmm. So I've gone for Swinaid O'Connor.
Swinaid O'Connor!
To be bullied at school as Little Miss Swineful.
Little Miss Swineful.
Miss Swineflu.
I said this the other week, is then Mr. Miss Swineflu. They're not getting bullied. That's a private school. There's 12 kids in that class. They're not getting bullied.
And if it was a boy, I think it should have been Boris Johnson.
Boris Johnson, that's very good.
And that's all my pig puns.
So there you go. You can meet the new baby in, I shit you not, an hour long Peppa Pig special.
Hour.
And you made the point that not even ITV dramas are an hour long.
No.
Sheridan Smith isn't pulling an hour's shift.
She's in it as well, actually.
She plays Evie Pig. So there you go. Tune in to Peppa Pig's new baby reveal. For now, we're going to head into a break and we'll be back with Helen Bauer after the short interruption.
Pulse of the Nation with Andrew White on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, welcome back to Pulse of the Nation. We were just chatting about steps-based jukebox musicals. Joey, you said there was one about Diana's life?
Yeah, there was one that was going to be made called One for Sorrow about the life of Princess Diana.
Which has piqued the interest, of course, of my brilliant guest here, Helen. Oh, I love so dearly. I've grown up watching Helen Bauer.
Yes, that makes
it
have
sound
to
like
say it.
Helen came in and demanded that I give her an introduction at the same level of Danny Hart. Introduction from previous weeks.
Well, my dream is to meet Tracy Beaker, and you did it.
Yeah.
Like, you've done it. So, like, this is the closest I've got to her so far.
So, I will give it to you. I'll give you what you want.
Thank you.
This is Helen Bauer. You may remember her from your childhood. I grew up, you know, watching Helen. I love Helen. I loved her as the accountant in Big Al, the Al Capone musical in Fleet.
In Courtmore School. In 2003 or 2004.
She's an absolute
the year
icon.
I was born.
Don't do that.
What year were you born?
2003.
Ew.
Oh.
That's actually disgusting.
I didn't know this. I'm
Helen,
sorry.
You came in with so much love, and now you're
awful. Well, you slapped me first, basically, didn't you? Saying that. Like, I'm allowed to defend myself as a woman in 2025. Are you serious? Andrew, he's older than you.
Yes, younger than me. Yes, yeah.
Younger than you. Apologies.
I didn't actually know that. That's obscene. I feel like.
Awful,
is this legally okay, Kieran? I'm just checking with our producer if this is allowed.
Don't feel safe.
Yeah. It's just about, apparently. It's marginal,
okay.
But you can stay for now.
Thank you.
Wow. Ooh. I didn't realise you were that young.
Yeah.
Wow, impressive.
Thanks.
You've had quite a career.
I'm just going to look at you.
You look like you're about
disdain.
To pick up that chair and throw it
I'm actually
me.
Considering picking up the chair and throwing it.
Do it. There's a violent energy in the room.
And sorry, Andrew.
You have to remember the words of Wagner. You know, it's better to send out someone else to do it for you.
Yes.
Now, we We have a new segment on the radio show where there is a scam phone call that keeps going around about SIM cards. But if you call the number, they will pick up and immediately go into the scam. So I thought we could get Joey to call the scam phone call. You have to say, like, oh, I missed a call about my SIM card.
Yep.
Get them into the script and then see how quickly you can get them to hang up on you.
Okay.
You have a maximum of 3 minutes.
Yes.
And we're going to start a weekly leaderboard. Gosh, how quickly can you get them to hang up?
This feels tense. This is a crucial thing.
It's going to be quite hard. Because
wait, how quickly can you get them to hang up?
I think if we let them...
We're 10 seconds.
You reckon you can get them gone in 10 seconds?
Yeah.
Get them to hang up in 10 seconds?
Yeah.
What?
Easy.
What tactics?
Easy. Okay, loud, repetition, and talking not to them but to each other.
Right, okay.
No?
So you want us to just chat and pretend they're not there?
One moment!
Oh, keep then, being like, sorry, I'm just doing something. Oh, is that a good tactic? You're going to go for that?
Yeah.
All right, let's...
I don't know. What would you do as your tactic?
No, I was thinking the kind of loud... open. What?
Nice.
Okay.
What? And hopefully they just get bored of it.
Well, it is your chance to write your name in Pulse of the Nation history. You're going to be the first name on our leaderboard. How quickly can you get them to hang up on you? You've got a maximum of 3 minutes. We're going to start the call now. The Zoom call, the Zoom fader is up. Here we go.
Oh, goodness. Hello?
Hello?
I've missed a call about my SIM phone. Hello?
Sir?
Hello?
Sir, I can't hear me.
Hi?
I'm calling you.
Maureen?
Yes?
They're on the phone for you.
Jerry, who?
The SIM.
Who?
The SIM.
The computer?
The SIM.
The game?
No, the landline people.
One moment.
They're on the...
One moment, Jerry.
Maureen.
Tea?
Not in the oven.
Would you like a tea in the oven?
No.
In the Aga?
Maureen, they're on the phone for you.
Tea time later.
Sir? Sir, hello?
Yes, sir.
Maureen?
Yes? Jerry?
They want you.
Who?
Sir, can you speak up, please?
Yes, sir.
Sir, you're gonna have to stop this.
Okay.
Sir, can you leave me alone, please?
They're gone! Oh, my goodness.
That was insane.
He was, like, just... He just sat there, like,
When you did, like, your whole minute sort of, like, Alan Bennett play, and then...
That is exactly what it was.
He was still there. I couldn't believe it. 1:32.
That felt longer.
That was... It really was hard.
I hate pranks for that reason. The idea is fun, and then the reality is, that was long. That was long.
But that is impressive. I think that's going to be a good score. As the weeks go on, I think 1:32 is going to be the one to beat. Maybe we can put Joey Wilby and Helen Bauer in collaboration.
Thank you.
You immediately were straight in there, though. Your improv skills just...
No, I was very Alan Bennett, you're right.
No, but you were matching his ears northern. You were just matching.
That's the thing. I think I did appropriation. You are actually northern.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, me too.
My people back home are listening and they're offended.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
dear.
Sorry, I love the north.
And you've got
north.
Tour dates in the north.
Don't.
Yeah,
oh,
you
God.
Think Leeds City Varieties are having you now?
No, they're not. They won't. I love Leeds. Is that good?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. If you are in Leeds, make sure you go watch Helen. Obviously, I'd be remiss of me to not promote your brilliant tour.
We must.
You can go follow Helen at Helen Babauer on Instagram, helenbauer.co.uk, for Bless Her. I'll read the description of Bless Her. This is very tantalising.
No, don't.
No, it's good.
Andrew.
It's good.
Did you write it?
Yes.
Oh, right, okay.
It's really good.
Oh, God, but it's so... No, someone else wrote it. Let's say someone else wrote it.
Yeah. Okay. Helen is back and is struggling. She spent the last year being forced to hang out with someone she doesn't like and who honestly does not like her. It's tense. It's uncomfortable. They won't leave.
Oh, it's like the Alan Bennett play all over again, isn't it?
That's literally what it sounds like. also like Helen's struggling. It's like, oh my God, what's new? You know? She's always struggling.
But that's what people tune into Trusty Hogs for. That's what people go to. They want to hear your life.
And they want to hear our lives, Andrew.
True. I'm on the show as
You're
well.
You're on the show as well. You've got so many shows.
I really am. I've got fingers in many, many pies.
I love it.
It's nice to have you here, though.
It's actually really
like
nice
colliding.
Being on like your show.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm baby here. I'm baby. I don't have to think of anything. Ask me anything.
What did you have for lunch?
Sushi.
Best filling of a quiche.
Good. Oh, that is... Okay, everyone says Lorraine, because I do like cheese and ham, but I don't want ham, I want bacon.
And of course.
I want a mixture of Comté, cheddar, and Gruyère.
That was... You have that rehearsed. Is this a conversation that comes up quite a lot?
I'm a morbidly obese woman! Very aware of what I like food-wise. No, I did have some northern relatives.
I'm sorry, this is just bashing the north.
And it's not. But, like, they were like, right, I'm big, but they were, whoa, big, right? And I once went to visit them, and we had, like, a full fish chippy tea at lunchtime. And then around 3 o'clock, they were like, oh, it's time for afternoon tea. And I was like, oh, a peppermint tea, maybe, just to break it down would be great. And they were like, oh, I had a snack. And we had a quiche each.
That, by the way, was a laugh snort, not a pig noise, just for clarity.
Is that all of you guys, or was that just them?
Is that a northern thing?
Yeah, you know, there's a big thing of like the tea time alarm.
Yes.
We have the quiche alarm, you see. And it's just a man with a Cornell shell being like, quiche!
All around Yorkshire.
Yeah, he just goes around.
What happens if you don't have a quiche in time?
You have to have a pan.
They give you a frittata. You don't get the luxury of a crust. You get the egglet. It's basically like an omelette, isn't it?
I love frittata.
No, it's too eggy. It's too. I know a quiche is the egg.
Yeah, about to say.
It's too scarily eggy.
Oh my! What's your favourite like sliced pie thing, Andrew?
Oh, I do really love a pork pie. I'm a big fan of pork pie, but I don't know if this exists in this realm. Scotch egg.
I'm
allowing Would you count it? Okay, yeah.
In the pork pie.
Oh, why not?
Because you can
let's
get
have
the
a little turducken. This is great. Yeah, pork pie, Scotch egg, and then something in the middle.
But then
cocktail sausage.
Whoa!
There we go. That's for Christmas this year. Can we have that, please? Pork pie, Scotch egg. Cocktail sausage.
In the yolk bit.
In the yolk of the egg, yeah.
Actually feeling moist. That was insane.
That would be
that
really
good.
That was
gorgeous, Andrew.
Thank you so much.
What would the dipping sauces be?
I mean, you'd have a whole like wheel. I'd want a sort of 12-point clock wheel of dipping sauces.
Understood.
Mm. Yeah.
I feel like cheese goes really well with pork, but no one really discusses that.
Yeah, cheese and pork.
You put cheese on anything.
True. Cheese is a good combo.
True. It's what's that famous thing that like everything is improved by either cheese or chocolate?
Oh, yes. I think I've pushed this before on Trusty Hogs. Grapes and chocolate. Grapes and chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Because grapes and cheese obviously happen, you know, have grapes and cheese and wine or whatever. Mm. Grapes and chocolate.
Now, weirdly, I will put most combinations of things within my mouth, within reason. Although,
Let's test it.
You offer me a sandwich? No. It's not for me. I have a fear of them and a phobia.
Of sandwiches?
Yes. And I think it's because...
the look, me and Helen is looking into the production for validation that this is mad.
So
let me reassure you, this is mad. Go on.
I can have separately. Or when I go to my grandma's house, I used to have them and they'd have to leave the room and I'd build the sandwich within the living room by myself.
What is wrong with you?
But I think it's because...
When you say build the sandwich, would you just eat the component parts?
Yeah.
Separately?
Yeah, and it kind of just builds within my body.
Yeah, I would like to repeat Helen's question. What is wrong with you?
I think it's because, you know, you went to school, and if you can remember, Helen...
Wow!
There was a lot of North abuse, so it came
I don't know if that's
back.
Justified. That was... I think you came back with a nuclear bomb to a sword attack there. That was...
Well, she is judging my lack of sandwich liking.
Yeah, because that's mental! Sorry, Andrew.
No,
I'm getting a bit emotional.
I understand. It's a lot.
Because you understand the world and life.
Mm-hmm.
But like, as a kid, I understand people get picky and like people want to build their own like sandwiches and you want like control over your food. I understand that. But like, you're young. Yeah. You're technically an adult. Do you still not buy sandwiches?
No. A wrap is fine.
What is? Oh my God, I'm actually going to get upset.
I would love to say, so what about like a hot dog? Hot dog bun? Stuff in a hot dog bun?
If there's a hot element.
Oh, so if you had a hot sandwich, what about toasty?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
But, like, if I said to you, oh, we're in a rush, can you grab something from M&S? You wouldn't be able to have a cheese sandwich from M&S. You wouldn't be able to have the prawn cocktail sandwich.
I'd get a wrap.
I don't like that. That feels so... Okay. But, like, at home, like, if you're in a rush, do you have, like, toast with things on it, like an open sandwich?
I could do that.
What do you think was...
Scandinavian.
Are you Scandinavian?
I am. This is my big reveal.
he's Bart Leeds, Bart Sweden. what do you think was the source of this back in school?
When they used to have their sandwiches wrapped in cling film.
Yeah.
And it was, like, pressed, and you could see their fingerprints in the white bread, and it had, like, the butter and the ham, like, leaking out, and they'd unwrap it, and it'd be like... And that made me feel sick.
I'm sorry, I think I went to a better quality of school.
Clearly, yes.
I'd like to apologise.
Well, your school was able to afford the rights to Big Al, the Al Capone musical. It must have been quite high-flying.
Why was your school squeezing the sandwiches?
Yeah, your dinner lady was giving it the old...
It was in the packed lunches. They were squeezing them themselves.
Oh, I see. Your friends?
They're not my friends. Not the sandwich people.
Did you not have friends?
No, not sandwich friends.
Oh, I see.
They sell sandwich boxes. They sell sandwich... I'm so sorry for you. They sell boxes in the shape of a sandwich.
Yeah, yeah, professionally made.
And then you could put it inside of a lunchbox, inside of the Tupperware.
It's just not right.
No, I am being right now. I'm honestly trying to help you.
It's just so...
Where do you live? Do you want to come to mine and I'll show you how to make a sandwich and how to put it in a box later?
No, it's all right.
Okay, I wasn't invited either way.
Well, I'm going to pull us out of this because we're not going to get any more answers. Everything you say makes everything worse.
I'm sorry, it's just...
And I understand your emotion, Helen. I want to validate you. You had the correct reaction there. Yeah, that was the right response.
I am sorry. I'd love
you. Don't be sorry. Be better. Sorry. I was mad.
We're hurtling towards the end of the show, and I don't want us to miss my favourite feature that we've ever created on this show. Are you aware of Seagull Boy? Now, you, Joey, you're in a show called The Animal Guys.
Yes.
So, which is, let me read the bio here, the UK's leading animal show with no live animals. So you act out the animals and puppeteering and stuff?
Yeah, they're it's so interesting, but so weird. They're like big costumes. And, like, there's life-size giraffe and elephants.
Like
and
Lion King war horses.
Yeah, but less people seeing. You don't see the people. It's not like, ooh, artsy.
Oh, wow.
It just looks like the giraffe.
So this might be right up your street then. So this is Seagull Boy. He entered the national screeching competition.
I've seen it.
Yeah. So it is the European seagull screeching competition where people will come forward, they try and imitate the sound of a seagull. Uh-oh. I'm going to play you four sounds. One will be, two will be of Seagull Boy, two will be of a real seagull.
Okay.
You have to tell me which is which.
Okay.
I'll give you his name. I want to give this guy credit as well. This 10-year-old boy. His name is Cooper. He's from Chesterfield in Derbyshire.
Shout out Cooper in Chesterfield in Derbyshire.
Do I need to... okay. Coming through the Zoom fader now. Right, you ready? Oh. Here we go. The first sound. Our first seagull noise. It's not coming. No. Oh, this is there's a technical difficulty.
You're really building up the suspense.
It really is. This is a lot of tension for me because we have 2 minutes 15 to the end of the show, and we are awaiting the seagull sounds.
It feels like a jump scare, and it's just going to come out.
That's what I'm nervous about.
I'll read you a bit more about Cooper. He launched his screeching career after this is quite actually a Batman origin story. He launched his screeching career after he was pecked by a seagull when he was younger.
Oh my god!
And
is he now trying to get revenge? Is he calling for?
Do you think he's imitating the? Oh, they're on my hotkeys now. Oh, here they are. Okay, right.
Okay.
he also competed this year with his sister Shelby. It was her debut year. She finished fourth. Okay, right.
She was very good.
Yeah, this is the first one. Do you think that is boy or bird?
That was Cooper.
That's boy.
Yeah, that's Cooper. Okay, I'll play the second sound. Okay. Boy bird. Or bird? You think that's bird?
I think that's Cooper again.
So, boy, bird, and then this one here.
Bird.
Okay. Okay, that was correct. It was a bird at the end. Second one, this is... That is boy. So, you dropped your points there.
What the heck?
However, and you both got the same answer for the first one. So, whatever's happened, Helen has won this.
But thank you. I'd like to thank Cooper and Shelby.
Yeah. Oh.
There he is. That is Cooper. That is Boy.
I panicked and thought a bird was in the room.
No, yeah, that was a lot of fun there. Worth the wait, I think.
It was.
And Helen, congratulations. 3 out of 3. You're an absolute expert at identifying seagull sounds. This has been so much fun. I want to spend more time with you, but we've got 30 seconds to the end of the show.
Can we end it with Helen's seagull impression?
Oh, of course. But let me quickly plug Helen, bless her. Go follow her tour. That's her name, sorry. The name of the tour is Bless Her. Helen Babauer on Instagram. Joey is at Joey Willby. I'm at Stand Up Andrew. Wagner is at Wagner the Singer, at Fubar Radio for all your radio needs. This is also a podcast. Please subscribe, rate, tweet about it, share the news of this show. This has been a lot of fun. Seeing us out as we head towards the end of the show, I hand over to the brilliant Helen Bauer. That's all we've got time for. Thank you. Fubar Radio.